Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you heard a little earlier, the humanitarian situation in Gaza, and particular in Rafah, is continuing to worsen with pressure on the few remaining hospital buildings. On top of that, humanitarian organisations have warned that the amount of aid reaching Palestinians in Gaza is only a fraction of what is required to meet the needs of its population. Guillaume Thomas is Médecins Sans Frontières Medical Coordinator for Palestine, and she joins me on the line. Thank you very much for taking our call, Guillaume, what is your own understanding about what is happening in Rafah this morning and what happened over the course of yesterday evening?
Well, we have seen in the last few days a huge increase in the violence and the fightings in Rafah, leading to huge difficulties for the population to reach any health facilities. Most of them have moved in the previous weeks, but many of them are still in Rafah, particularly in West Rafah, where the fightings were not so closed in the last few days. So the situation is changing really quickly, and this is extremely difficult for the population to cope with that.
Now, I know people listening to this might have seen news reports last night where people were on the move again with their belongings. But where are those people going to from Rafah?
They have nowhere to go. That's the situation. That's what we are saying since weeks and weeks. This population is living in dire condition for weeks and months. Most of them have moved many times since the beginning of the conflict. They have been asked to move to the south of Gaza because it was supposed to be a safe place, and now they are asked to move again. So currently they are moving in places where there is no water, no food, no shelters, nothing. We are talking about women, children, wounded people. This is a catastrophic situation.
Earlier we heard from your colleague Karen Hoster, who's in Rafah, and she sent us a voice note describing conditions there, you know, having to make decisions that no doctor, I'm sure, wants to make about treatment and about care. And Karen mentioned that it's been almost 3 weeks since they've had supplies. Now, how long more can they continue without the material that they need to treat people?
It's extremely difficult to give you a clear answer. We are already facing shortages in some medical supplies, in some medication, like painkiller, for instance. And there are some activities that we should start, like primary health care, like dressings for these patients. But we are not able to launch because we don't have any supply entering since Israel closed the crossing point, and Rafah particularly. So this is really an emergency. We cannot provide any aid to the population if we don't have the means to do that. And I'm talking about supply, and I'm talking about the security that we need to deploy our activities.
The World Health Organization has warned that a full incursion on Rafah, and there are some who say that's exactly what's happening now, could force the closure of the last remaining hospital there. Is the hospital accepting new patients now, do you know, or what is the latest on the situation?
So I was talking this morning with my colleagues in Rafah. So basically no hospitals are working anymore in Rafah. The only facility was the maternity, which is not accessible due to the fighting. So now no hospitals are functioning in Rafah. In the last weeks, a few field hospitals, so we are talking about hospitals under tents, so very difficult situation, are able to admit some patients in Al Mawasi, which is in the west of Rafah. But really not enough regarding the need that we are facing on the ground. We are facing a lot of casualties, and especially these last few days with the new strike, Israeli strike on refugee camps. So now we are not able to treat properly this patient. They have nowhere to go to receive adequate cares.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, Guillaume. Thank you very much for joining us. Guillaume Thomas, who's Médecins Sans Frontières Medical Coordinator for Palestine. We'll be back after this break.